Purcell, Ben White, and Caleb White.
Five zero six. First and last church. 5-0-6.
It shall stand forever and Hallelujah.
Praise Jehovah.
Thank you.
78.
Thank you.
discussion? Is there anyone on the right side? All right, if you would get your song books tonight and turn to number 312. 312. We'll sing this as a song of invitation. We appreciate you coming tonight. Our singing has been so good. It's been uplifting to me, encouraging to me. One of the songs that we sung tonight was Nearer, Still Nearer. I don't know how factual it is, but I understand that there were violinists on the Titanic when the Titanic was going down, and they were playing various songs. And one of the ones that I understand that was being played as the ship was sinking was Nearer, Still Nearer. You may remember that after that, in various places across the world, port cities especially, there were only two lists where people could come and look for the names of loved ones. And that list was either lost or found. And when you really think about it, that's the way it comes down to on the Day of Judgment. There's only two groups of people. There are those who are saved, and there are those who are lost. And we would not want to leave here tonight without using this song service as an opportunity for anybody who has been thinking about their soul to get right with God, either by becoming a Christian tonight or by being restored to God in faithfulness tonight. Our baptistry stays ready. We have clothing, everything that would be necessary for you to obey the gospel is available tonight. Or if you need to make your life right in any other way, then we certainly invite you to do that. We'll sing the song that has the question, are you coming to Jesus tonight? If you would, let's all stand and we'll sing all three stanzas of this song.
Are you coming to Jesus?
these songs, fresh in our minds. Remember the time change tonight, and that helps us all to be prepared tomorrow morning. If there's nothing else that we need to dismiss at this time, if you would bow with me, we'll have our closing prayer. Our Father, we are so thankful to have been here tonight, to come before your throne for a precious few minutes. But help us, Father, to live before your throne every day, to realize that everything that we do is naked and laid open to the eyes of the one to whom we will give an account. We pray, Father, that as you watch us walk and talk from each day, that you are pleased with what you hear, that you are pleased with what you see. And we pray, Father, that we would desire to be the kind of sons and daughters that you desire. Thank you for every person who is gathered tonight, for us blending our voices together. And even though our voices may be a little tired and scratchy after a few moments of singing, we realize one day we will have bodies that never grow tired, voices that never grow weary, hearts that are always ready and primed and tuned to praise you forevermore and to do whatever you would have us to do in your service. We do not know, Father, what all we may do there, but we are anxious and ready to do whatever your heart desires for us for all eternity. We long to be with you. We long to see our Savior. We long to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Angels numbering 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, and the greatest of the people who have ever lived upon the face of the earth. Help us to keep it in our hearts. Help our minds to stay focused. Keep our eyes lifted heavenward. And may we land at last at your throne and be happy there forevermore. In Christ's name we pray it all. Amen.